17 suspected Gambino mobsters charged in major gambling scheme. The New York State Attorney General's office has unsealed an indictment accusing 17 individuals of running illegal gambling and loan sharking operations linked to the Gambino crime family. The indictment outlines a sports gambling operation that received over $22.7 million in illegal bets and a loan sharking operation that secured about $500,000 in high-interest loans. Charges include enterprise corruption, criminal usury, and promoting gambling, totaling 84 counts. Related: China busts illegal iGaming ring worth $100 billion. Among those arrested are alleged Gambino soldiers John Lafort, Anthony Shinku Jr., John Matera, and alleged associates Edward Lafort, Frederick Falcone Sr., Giulio Pomponio, and Daniel Bogan. In addition, John Lafort and three others face charges related to a separate mortgage fraud scheme involving a $600,000 New Jersey home. Quote, "Illegal gambling and loan sharking are long-standing tools in the mob's arsenal. While organized crime persists in New York, today's actions dismantle a significant segment of the Gambino family's operations. These enterprises exploited New Yorkers, forcing many into precarious financial situations." Letitia James, New York Attorney General. This indictment is the latest in a series of busts targeting the Gambino crime family, one of America's most infamous criminal organizations. Last November, 10 members and associates faced charges related to the Gambino's attempts to dominate the carting and demolition industries in New York City. Investigative techniques and findings. The investigation utilized wiretaps, covert video surveillance, search warrants on an offshore gambling site, and residential searches. Most loan sharking and gambling activities occurred at Staten Island's Eltingville and Greenridge shopping centers. Edward Lafort allegedly managed the gambling website, which handled $22.7 million in bets from over 70 bettors between September 2022 and March 2023. Lafort and several co-defendants, known as sheetholders, managed these bets and collections. According to the indictment, gamblers who fell into debt were offered high-interest loans, further profiting the criminal enterprise. Amy McLaughlin is also implicated in organizing the gambling ring, maintaining records, and managing proceeds. John Lafort played a supervisory role and, along with Anthony Shinku Jr., helped fund the operation. Prosecutors allege that proceeds from these operations were sometimes left at Frank and Danny's Pizzeria in the Eltingville Shopping Center, owned by Daniel Bogan. Recorded conversations reveal Edward Lafort referencing stops at the pizzeria to drop off proceeds. Additionally, Edward Lafort and former NYPD member Frederick Falcone acted as loan sharks, maintaining detailed ledgers of victims and their loans. Meetings with victims occurred at various locations, including shopping centers, restaurants, and residences. Authorization for loans often came from John Lafort and Shinku. Tackling the Gambino crime family. The Gambino family is one of New York's five families, including the Bonanno, Colombo, Genovese, and Lucchese families, collectively known as the Mafia, the Mob, or La Cosa Nostra. The Gambino family, named after Carlo Gambino, has a long history of organized crime dominance. Despite significant federal prosecutions, they continue operations in Brooklyn and Staten Island.